Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power, 30-Day Intercessory Prayer Call. We are so very delighted that you have chosen to join us tonight. We're going to continue in our prayer in just a moment. Right now, we invite you just to take a few moments to spend some time yourself just worshiping the Lord, preparing your heart as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I pray that you have taken a few moments to enter into a place of worship, preparing your heart for a time of intercessory prayer. Again, we're going to get started in a moment. I just want to take a few moments, first of all, to share with you where we have been, some of the areas that we have been praying regarding, so that you make sure that you keep yourselves a running list so that you can continue in your own personal prayer time, lifting these areas up before the Lord. We've been praying for the nation. We've been praying for our president. We've been praying for Russia. We prayed regarding terrorism. We prayed for sex trafficking. We have prayed for gangs and for Chicago and for the murder rate in the city of Chicago. We pray for New York concerning the organized crime that started years and years ago back in the city of New York. We've been praying for leadership. We have been praying for Syria. We have been praying for the allegations that are now seated in our White House presently. We have been praying for so many different areas, and so we want you to be sure that you are keeping a running log so that you and your personal prayer time can continue to pray regarding these areas. We continue to press of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. And so we just thank the Lord for those of you who are here on the line, those of you who are connecting and joining with us in prayer. I've asked a couple of the intercessors that join us continuously, and I will be doing that for the next few days as we are approaching our finish line by the grace of God. As we are approaching our finish line, I will be asking those of you over the next few days, please be prepared to join us in prayer, those of you who have consistently, by the grace of God, been able to be with us for this 30-day prayer. The Lord now wants us to shift and include you as part of that rotation. Tonight, I've asked Elder Diane and Sister Kim to assist me on tonight. Di and Kim, are you both on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And so we're going to prepare to go ahead and get started. We're going to go before the throne of grace and whatever area that the Lord has placed on you to pray specifically for. That's the area we want you to focus on tonight, and we're going to ask Diane to start us off, and then Kim is going to follow her, and then I'll come in with our closeout, and then I'm going to invite those of you that are on the line to also participate as I prepare to close out. And I do know that we also have someone on the line who wants to share their testimony at the closing. I also want to give opportunity for that. So we want to begin now to just go before the throne of grace. We're going to ask Dr. Dye to go ahead and take us in by the grace of God.
Heavenly Father, we just bless you on tonight. We just praise you, God, and we give you glory and we give you honor. And God, we lift you up. We lift you up because you are our mighty God. You are wonderful God. You're the God that sits high and looks low. You're the God that thinks about us. You're the God who have plans of peace and not of evil that will bring us to our expected end. Oh, Father God, we just want to love on you for a little while. We want to tell you how wonderful you are, how marvelous you are, how just in all we are of you and the love that you have for us. God, we thank you. We thank you because we know you were Elohim in the beginning, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the one true living God whose name is Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for who you are tonight, who you've been to us in these past 23 days on this 24th day. God, you've been the God that has shown up for us. You've been the God that has helped us to be consistent in prayer. You've been the God that has honored our sacrifice of prayer. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we believe, God, that even on this night, God, we believe that you're going to move in a miraculous way because, God, we believe that you're still a miracle-working God, that you're still the kind of God that would do just what he says, that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent, and if you said it, then it has to come to pass. Your word cannot return void. And Father God, I just pray right now, God, for each of us to truly have the fruit of the Spirit, Father. I pray, God, that peace, that we would have the fruit of the Spirit of peace, God, the kind of peace, God, that you left with us, the kind of peace that you said, I give to you. Not like the world does, not that kind of peace, but my peace that would have you, oh, that would give you faith to believe the things that are not as if they were, that kind of peace, the kind of peace you said, Lord, that if we would keep our mind on thee, that you would keep us in perfect peace. And Father God, we want that kind of peace on tonight. We pray for that kind of peace for the world, Father God. We pray for that kind of peace for America, God. Oh, God, we call America back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We want that kind of peace, God, in the name of Jesus, where we know our children won't be abused. Our children won't be sold. That kind of peace, God, a peace of settling in our spirit, God, that there won't be another murder, oh, God, in the next 5 minutes in any of our cities. God, that kind of peace, that's what we know can happen, Father God, because you're the Lord of all. You're the Prince of Peace. Oh, God, we just bless you right now. We just praise you, God, and we give you. And, God, you said that we shouldn't be anxious for nothing, but that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that we should make our requests known. And right now, Father, we make a request for peace, God, in the name of Jesus. We make a request for peace, Father God. Oh, God, our prayer on tonight, God, is that the peace of God will permeate every area of our lives, that no weapon of doubt, no weapon of loneliness, no weapon, God, of insecurities, oh, God, would threaten our peace. Oh, God, it won't prosper. It is forming, but it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, because you're the Prince of Peace and you order our steps. God, I pray that you order our steps, for you said the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. So, God, order our steps, order our thoughts, order our words, order our minds, God, and our hearts, our emotions. All those places, God, that are out of order, God, we call them into order in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the peace. Oh, the peace that you said you'd leave with us, Father God. Oh, that spirit, that peace, God, that fruit of the Spirit, Father. And we pray for the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, God. We pray for love, God, and we want love to abound. God, your love. You demonstrated the kind of love that we should have. You gave your only begotten Son for us. God, teach us how to love. Teach us how to have that fruit, Father, to bear that fruit by bearing one to another, by being less judgmental, Father. Let us leave the judging up to you. Glory to your name, God. And God, we just bless you right now for what you're going to do, God, in our love lives, in our love walk, Father God. Oh, God, we just need more love right now. You said that love, God, can conquer all, that it will, oh, just do a multitude. It will cover a multitude of sin. God, we just bless you on tonight. Love covers a multitude of sin. God, help us to love. Because love doesn't expose. It doesn't gossip. If love says anything, love speaks words of defense, words of kindness, words of protection. God, help us to order our mouths, Father God, and the words that come out. Let us speak with love, God. We pray for the fruit of the Spirit of love on tonight, God. Oh, God, we just pray for the hunger of love. Oh, God, we just pray for it right now. We pray for a way to love anything, God, is to realize that it might be lost. God, if we just look at the things and the people in our lives and just know that they could not be there, maybe we'd love more. Maybe we'd be willing to forgive more. For Father God, how can we move? How can we move without forgiveness? If you forgive us. God, you forgive us. God, you could judge us, but you give us grace and mercies that are new each day. God, help us to extend that same grace and mercy and love to our brothers and sisters. Oh, God, we pray for love on tonight. We pray, God. Oh, God, we pray that on this night, God, that we would know your perfect love. We would know that your love is faithful, that your love is unconditional, that your love is forgiving, that your love is all-encompassing. Your love is pure. It's lasting. It's sacrificial. It's strong. It's enduring. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for that kind of love. Help us, Father. Refresh us. Your love is refreshing. It's redeeming. Everlasting God. Oh God, help us to love, Father. Help us. Help us to love, God. Help us to show kindness, God, and gentleness. Oh God, help us to understand that gentleness does not equal weakness. God, help us to be gentle. Help us, God, to be good, to show goodness, the same kind of goodness and mercy that you said would follow us all the days of our lives. God, help us show that. Help us show that kind of love, Father God. Help us not think that this world is so far gone. We know we're living in the last and evil days, but God, you can do anything. Help us to know that there's still room for love, God, for God. Father God, help us on tonight. Help us to love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. We thank you on tonight. We adore you on tonight. We're grateful we come to you, God, with our souls laid bare. We said, take out anything that's not like you. Clean us up, Father. Create in us a clean and renewed spirit. Oh, God, we need you on tonight. We need your help, Father God. We cannot do this without you. And, God, we pray for those that don't know you. We pray for, oh, God, our young people, for our teenagers that is even stated, Father God, that 30% or more of them will only know you through the internet. God, we want them to know you for real. We want them to have an experience on tonight or tomorrow night, any given time. But God, we call them forth. We call forth that miraculous experience for them, that you would shower them in your glory. They will know what hit them. They will know that it's you, Father God, and that you're real. God, we pray for our young folk on tonight. And God, we pray that they would have joy. We pray for joy for the body of Christ, that fruit of the Spirit, Father God. Oh, God, we just bless you now. And God, and even when anxiety, the word said when anxiety was great within us, your consolation brought joy to our souls. God, we can have joy. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God, let us think on those things that are good. Let us think on those things that are pure. God, I pray for every single person on this line tonight, God. I pray, God, that they would experience your joy. If there are things, God, that have come to take their joy away, things, God, that would make them believe that maybe, just maybe, they won't see the light of day, that they won't see the joy that I'm praying about. Father God, give them experience and experience right now, God. Put a thought in their minds right now, God. Let them feel your joy right now. Let them feel that passion, God, that you have for us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray the joy be someone's portion on tonight. Oh, God, I pray that all of their unspoken prayer requests be heard. I pray, God, that you would incline your ear toward them, turn your face toward them, put your loving arms around them, God, right now, God, that they would feel your presence, that they would feel your strength, that they would feel your love, they would feel your gentleness, your goodness, they would feel your peace. Oh, God, I pray that for them on tonight. I pray, God, that even as they stand watch, God, that you would shower them, that you would shower down, that you would rain your glory on them, God. Oh, God, I pray for an experience with you. I pray that they would know you as the one true living God, whose name is Jesus. Jesus, 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 our bright and morning star. Jesus, our lily of the valley. Jesus, our rose of Sharon, our bread of life. That Jesus, 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 Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. And right now, even the demons are trembling because we're calling on the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we tie them up right now in the name of Jesus. They will not interfere with any of the work that has to go forth, for any word that has to go forth on this night. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Lord. I praise you, God. I give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, oh God, just bowing ourselves before you, oh God. Lord, we surrender, oh God, our hearts to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we seek your face, oh God. We seek, oh God, a greater relationship with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our strength. You are our hope, O God. You are our salvation, O God. You, O God, are our healer, O God. You are our redeemer, Lord. And there is absolutely nothing that we can do without you, God. We cannot live without you, O God. We cannot breathe without you, O God. Lord, we can do absolutely nothing. Lord, your word says, O God, that I am the vine and you are the... I am I am the vine and you are the branch. And without me, you can do nothing. God, we can absolutely do nothing without you. Oh, God, Lord, I'm coming before you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, just seeking your face, oh, God, for a greater depth, oh, God, a greater and a deeper relationship with you, oh, God. Father, I'm coming before you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, oh, God, to help us, oh, God, to prioritize our lives, oh, God, to prioritize, oh, God, our relationship with you, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to put a greater value, oh God, and greater meaning, oh God, to our quiet time with you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to prioritize, oh God, coming before you, oh God, and resting in your presence, oh God, listening to your voice, oh God, and listening, oh God, to what is on your heart. Father, I come before you, O God, in the name of Jesus, asking, O God, in your holy and your matchless name, O God, Lord, that you would pull up, O God, anything that's in us, O God, that's not like you, O God, anything in us, O God, that is displeasing in your sight, O God. Father, I'm coming before you, O God, in the name of Jesus, asking, O God, that you would continue, O God, to reveal to us, O God, the area, oh God, that we need to repent. Father, help us, oh God, to repent, oh God. Help us, oh God, when you point out these areas, oh God, help us not to be slothful, but help us to repent quickly. Father, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh God, that you would cleanse, continue to cleanse us, oh God. Continue, oh God, to purge our spirits and purge our souls, oh God, from the things, oh God, that we've delved into, oh God, those things, God, that we've allowed, oh God, to take root in our hearts, oh God, the conversations, oh God, that we should not have been involved in, oh God, Lord, we ask for forgiveness for that. God, we ask for forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for allowing, for not protecting our eye gates, oh God, and our ear gates, oh God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, oh God, for those things, Lord, that we have allowed to enter into our hearts, oh God. Oh God, that may have defiled us, oh God, and that subtly that has harden our hearts in some way, oh God. Father, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh God, that you would continue, oh God, to cleanse our hearts, oh God. Continue, oh God, to remove the calluses, oh God, from our hearts, oh God. Those things, oh God, that we have been desensitized in, oh God. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, Lord, I'm asking, oh, God, for a greater work of your spirit in our lives, oh, God. Lord, refill us again with your Holy Spirit, oh, God. Revive us again, oh, God, in our spirit man, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Rejuvenate, oh, God, our relationship with you, oh, God. Rejuvenate, oh, God, our lives, oh, God, with one another, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to love our brothers and our sisters, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be more loving, oh God, to your people, oh God, and even to our family members, oh God, and those within our sphere of influence, oh God. Father, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh God, in your holy and your matchless name, God, that you would revive us again, oh God. Revive us, oh God, in our spirit man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, quicken our hearing, oh God, to your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you would give us, oh God, a spirit of obedience, oh God. Lord, that when you speak, oh God, we obey. We obey immediately in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we obey immediately without delay, oh God. Lord, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just seeking your face, oh God. seeking, oh God, your face, oh God, your presence, oh God. Lord, we can do absolutely nothing. We cannot live without your presence, God. We need, oh God, your Spirit within us. We need you to dwell. We need you to abide in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in those things, God, that we have allowed in our lives, God, that displeases you, oh God. Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would remove them. God, that you would pluck up, oh God, anything in us, oh God, that is not like you. Pluck it up, oh God. Pluck up even the seed of the enemy, oh God, that was planted, oh God. Whether it was a word, oh God, that was spoken, oh God, that was not authorized by your Spirit. Father, I'm asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would purify our spirits, oh God. Purify, oh God, our lives. Purify, oh God, the words that we speak, oh God. Purify, oh God, our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you, oh God, again. We need you, oh God, on a greater level. We need you, oh God, on a deeper level, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I'm coming before you, oh God. Oh God, help us, oh God, to love you, oh God. Help us to love you again, oh God. Help us, oh God, to love you, oh God, like when we first were saved, oh God. Help us, oh God, to return, oh God, to our first love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those things, oh God, that we have put before you, oh God. Those things, oh God, that we have made more time for, oh God. Those things, oh God, that have taken precedence, oh God, in our lives over our quiet time with you, over our time, oh God, in your presence, over reading your word, oh God, or just in a place of worship, oh God. Father, I come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, asking, oh God, that you would revive our lives, oh God. Revive us, oh God, again, and bring us, oh God, back to the place, oh God, of our first love, Lord, where we love you, oh God, and where we were on fire for you, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we ask for forgiveness, God. I ask for forgiveness, oh God. I ask for forgiveness, oh God, for the things that I've allowed, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse me, oh God. Cleanse my life. Cleanse our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just giving you glory, Lord, just blessing you, oh God, just telling you, oh God, how lovely you are, how worthy you are of all praise, oh God. Lord, you are our King, oh God. You are, oh God, our healer, oh God. You are, oh God, our deliverer, oh God. You are, oh God, the one, oh God, who sits high and looks low, oh God. You are, oh God, the well in the middle of the well. God, you are, oh God, our refuge. You are our hiding place, oh God. Oh God, I'm not my God, fill us again, oh God, with your Holy Spirit. Fill us again, oh God. Oh God, and burn away everything, God, that's not like you. Burn it up. God, burn it up, oh God. Don't leave nothing but your Spirit in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us live lives, Lord, that is pleasing before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and I give you glory, oh God, and I bless you, oh God. I exalt you, oh God. Lord, and I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, in our lives, oh God, in this time of prayer. God, I thank you, oh God, for continuously drawing us, oh God, into your presence, oh God. Thank you for a new day, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for closed doors, oh God, and closed chapters, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for what, for the new that is coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the new chapter, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the new testimonies, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the new victories, oh God. Lord,
Lord, I give you glory, O God. Oh, God, and as we continue, O God, to walk in obedience to you, O God, thank you, O God. Lord, I thank you for what's coming forth, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, for what you're getting ready to do, O God. Thank you, O God. Oh, God, Lord, I give you glory, O God. I thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, for your manifestation, God. Thank you, O God, for your healing, O God. Thank you for healing, O God, our bodies. Thank you, O God, for healing our homes, O God. Thank you, O God, for healing our families, O God. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, Lord, I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, because you are the God that healeth us. Oh, God, I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for being Jehovah Rapha, O God. I thank you, O God, for being Adonai. I thank you, O God, for being Elohim. Oh, God. Yeah, God, I give you glory, O God, and I thank you. I thank you, O God, because there is no one that is like you. There is no one, O God, who is greater than you. There is no one, O God, who can do the things that you do, O God. Lord, and I thank you. I thank you, O God, because all things are possible, O God, with you. O God, and I thank you, O God. I thank you, O God, for our triumph. I thank you, O God. O God, that we are conquerors in Christ. Lord, I thank you, O God, for the renewing, O God, of our strength, for the renewing of our faith, O God, the renewing of our hope, O God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, O God, for strengthening us, O God. In fact, your word says that you command, O God, you command our strength. So, God, I thank you, O God, for strengthening us, O God, that you have commanded that we be strengthened in our spirit, man, that we be strengthened, O God, in the natural. God, I thank you, O God. I thank you for what you're doing, O God. I thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I just give you glory, oh, God. I give you glory, and I bless you. I exalt you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you are worthy, oh, God. You are worthy, oh, God. You are worthy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and I give you glory, oh, God. Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, lifting up,
thank
oh
you,
God,
Lord.
Lifting up, oh God, our White House, lifting up, oh God, our President, oh God, and his cabinet, oh God, and his leaders that he have around him, oh God. Father, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, that you would put, oh God, your people in place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you would raise up, oh God, your warriors. Raise up, oh God, your ministers. Raise up, oh God, your prophets. Raise up, oh God, your people, oh God, and place them around him, oh God. Strategically put them around him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, Lord, and I'm asking, oh God, that you would give him an ear, oh God, that hear what you are saying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give him a heart, oh God. Oh God, circumcise his heart, oh God. Lord, that he would know the difference, oh God, between what is being said, oh God, and if it came from you, oh God, and if it came from somewhere else. Father, I'm coming before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just asking, oh God, Lord, that you would overrun, that you would overturn, God, that you would reign, oh God, reign over that place, oh God, reign in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, dispatch your angels, oh God, around this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect, oh God, your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I'm coming before you, oh God. Oh God, just giving you glory and blessing your holy name, in the name of Jesus, I pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Okunamasiya. Oh, God, we just continue this prayer, God, giving you glory and giving you honor, God, giving you praise for what you are doing, God, and even for the things that you've already done, God, thanking you, God. We say that you're magnificent tonight. We say that you're awesome, Hayaboshe. We say that you're wonderful, Father. And nobody compares to you. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Oh, God, and so, God, we just press in tonight, oh, God, and we come, oh, God, after you, and God, in a day and in an hour when it's not popular, oh, God, we know that we're living in a day and an hour, oh, where honest pursuit is not popular, oh, but, Father, we pray tonight, God, that you would keep us. For your word declares that the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle unto the strong, but unto him that endureth until the end. And so, Father, tonight I pray for those that are under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will begin to give us an enduring strength, oh God, that we will be secure in our faith, God, that we would not go with every blowing wind. But Father, I pray tonight for a mind of stability. I pray, oh God, for a mind that pursues holiness and righteousness and peace with all men. For your word says, for without such, no man shall see the Lord. God, when we do not have peace between our hearts and others, God, your word declares we shall not see the Lord. And so tonight, oh God, I pray for us, oh God, every area in our lives, oh God, God, that may be bound up with bitterness and issues and unresolved issues. Father, I pray tonight that help us, God, to forgive. Help us, God, God, to abandon areas. Father, for you are great in us. You are so great and you are so awesome. And God, we can do anything by your spirit, for your word declares that I can do all things through Christ. And so tonight, I thank you for the spirit of Christ that empowers us. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the anointing of God that gives us power. I thank you for the oil of God in Mother Roshia that rains down in our life. And Father, this oil, I pray, God, let there be a mighty outpour of this oil in this hour upon your remnant. Father, I do know, that there remains a remnant. There is a called out group, the remnant, those that remain. There are those, God, that still remain loyal to you. In a day and in an hour, I kind of rush it where everything in it is acceptable. But Father, I thank you on tonight that Father, your eyes are upon your remnant. Those that understand that there is still a guide of instruction for us that we must pattern our life after. And so, Lord, we ask you tonight, meet us in every place in our life where we wrestle with the requirements. God, for your word declares that we are to be living epistles, to be read by all men. Your word even declares that even though you are the chief cornerstone, God, your word declares that you have made us to be lively stones. We are the Lord's building. And God, you're too awesome, oh God, to start something that you cannot finish. You're too awesome, oh God, to have called us into this place and to this hour, God, and not given us what we need. Oh God, you're too wonderful for that. And
So, Lord, we are persuaded, God, that you, who have began a good work in us. We are so confident in this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in us is able to perform it, even unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so I pray for us, oh God, that even as we remain in position with you, oh God, that our ears would be sensitive to your voice. Oh God, that we would hear your instructions, for you said, my sheep know my voice. And another they will not follow. God, forgive us for the things that we have been following. Oh God, we've got to know your voice. And so, Father, I pray for the called out one. I pray for those, oh God, that love you, that have an earnest seek. God, that when the tricks and the snares of the enemy come, that when the wolf come, God, with schemes and with lies and trickery and cunningness, oh God, that you will anoint us with fresh oil, that you will anoint our eyes for our salve, that we might see it, that we will be able to discern in an hour where everything looks like God, but it's not you. God, that we will not be impressed by a town, but your word declares that we are to know those that labor among us, and no good man out of the fruit of his heart can bring forth God, bad fruit, and your word declares that by their fruit you shall know them. By the very words that come out of their mouth, God, we'll recognize bitterness when we hear it. We'll recognize when we hear it. We'll recognize, oh God, doubt when we hear it. Oh God, from out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh it. So God, I pray for issues in us to be reconciled. I pray for us, God, that we can be your example. God, that we can take this gospel to a hurting world. God, in my notoriety, to a world, God, that don't understand the God that we serve. But my word, God, declares that you, Hayamoshe, are the repairer of the breach. Oh, God, you're the one that repairs the broken places. You're the one that comes in and anoints with salve. You're the balm of Gilead. You're the Lion of Judah. Oh, God, in my notoriety. And so, Lord, we just stand in faith today, and we pray for hurting souls. We pray for broken spirits. Oh, God, we pray for those that are disjointed, for those that are lame in the spirit, and we call them in. Oh, God, your word declares that that which is lame can be healed. Oh, God, for your word tells us to repent so that at the time of refreshing, oh, God, so that we'll be ready at the time of the refreshing of the Lord. Oh, God, we want to be ready in the hour of refreshing. We want to be able to receive your healing balm. And so, Lord, we pray tonight that your spirit and your anointing would rest on us. And, Father, even as you rest on us and we become carriers of your glory, oh, God, that we will be able to affect a change in our community. We'll be able to affect a change in our nation. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that every place that the sole of our feet treads upon, that you have given it into our hand. Oh, my God. Oh, God, forgive us. Oh, God, for we are living in a day when the church doesn't look like you. Oh, God, we should bear your DNA. God, who have we become? Yeah, God, God, deliver us again. Revive us again. Wash us again. God, try us again. Renew us again. God, we've got to look like you. We've got to be able, God, to accurately, God, represent you. We've got to represent you, oh God, in all conversation, in all manner of life, in all that we do. And so, Father, I pray for those of us, God, that may be tempted to fit into the mold, to fit into God, a time and an hour where it is acceptable to no longer look like Christians, to no longer sound like Christians. God, I pray for us, God, that we not be entangled, God, by what is happening here in the world around us, God, but make a deposit in our spirit, make a deposit in our belly, God, that will shake and break up the very foundation of hell. Put something in us, oh God, that would drive out demonic forces, something in us, oh God, that would drive out every evil influence. God, that you would wash us of evil imaginations. God, that we would not, oh, break your heart. God, when you look at us, what do you see? God, are we representing you the way that brings glory to your name? God, are we settling? God, are we doing the things we ought to do? When you look at us, oh God, are you pleased with what you see? God, God, when you look at our heart, which your word declares is desperately wicked, who can know it except for him who searches the heart and the mind of the spirit of man? When you look at that heart, oh God, what do you see? God, because it is you in the end, God, that we have got to give an account to, because we know that there's coming a day and an hour, God, where we've got to give an account to the deeds that we have done in this body. God, remind us of that. God, we become dull in our hearing. We become desensitized. God, we become like everybody else. But Father, I thank you for a distinct difference, God, that you have placed in us. I thank you, oh God, that you have marked us with a holy calling. Father, let us walk in that holy calling. God, don't let us have a drawback spirit. God, even when it's not, God, acceptable, high of all shit, even when they don't want to receive it, God, let us be who you called us to be. I thank you for the body. I thank you for your body, for your body is healed. It is not broken. We shall live and not die. To declare the work of the Lord. Oh, come on and just give him some glory. Worship him in your way. Hallelujah. Just begin to open up your mouths even now and worship your Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, shatamasi. Hey, I am Oshatama. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Let your word be manifested in us. E kora na moshi. I have been constrained by this gospel.
Cover them in their calling.
Cover them, oh God, against discouragement. Cover them against complacency. Cover them against disappointment. Cover them against frustration. Cover them against the spirit of abandonment, that they would not abandon the call. That they would not abandon it, yet they're still there. Sometimes we abandon the call, but we're still showing up. But our heart is no longer connected to the call. I pray in the name of Jesus against that spirit that abandons. The call of God. I pray for the mindset. I pray that the mind is bound to the mind of Christ. I pray that the heart is bound to the spirit of Christ. I pray, oh God, that the emotions have surrendered at the cross. And that there is an effective working in the psyche. God work in us. Let your word pierce through the very heart of the places. Let it pierce through the stony heart. Where we have become stony in our heart. Where we resist the very truth of your word, oh God. Resuscitate the church. Resuscitate the ecclesia. The called out ones. We ask that you would send a refreshing wind. Send a wind of revival. Send a wind of renewal. I God, teach us once again to tame our tongue. But you say, though it be a small member. Oh God, it boasts of great things. And you say the man that is able to tame the tongue is able to bridle the whole body. I pray for that kind of word to resurface to the body of Christ that teaches us to possess our body through sanctification, that teaches us to work out our own salvation. With fear and trembling, God, do it in Ayaboshe that it will affect what's out. Let it be an inward working. That it would cut through. Thank you, God. Thank you for the inward working of the Holy Spirit. That leads and guides us into all truth. Lord. I got no excuses. But your spirit, I couldn't abortion. I got, let us make no substitutions for the spirit of God. I pray that in this hour, God, that the body of Christ will not make substitutions. And we will not say that you are somewhere that you're not. It kind of rocko masi. Oh God, flood our churches, flood our pews, flood our pulpits. Flood our choirs. Open the floodgates.
You do it,
God. Oh, God. A dying world.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. God, take us back to the altar. Take us back to the place where we were reminded, God, that there are some things we simply have to slaughter, some things in us we've got to kill. Take us back to the place of slaughter and sacrifice. Provoke us again. Provoke us to righteousness. Provoke the body to righteousness. Jesus. I thank you for your standard.
Thank you, Lord.
That we know you hold us accountable to.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Koramasi. Thank you for the standard of righteousness. The standard of Koramasi. And we shall fall at your feet. Make us like Mary. That sat at your feet. Teach us to position ourselves again at your feet. Teach us to run back to your feet, not to seek your hand, but to seek your feet, to seek that place of worship. God, do that, revive that place in us. Revive that place in us, oh God, when there was an intense seek, God, that when we woke up in the morning, we woke up thinking about how we could please you. I come to the road, see that every conversation that we were in, God, that we wanted to make sure that our conversations were pleasing. Because that's all that really matters. All that really matters, God, is if we are pleasing you, if we are doing what you expect, if we are in the place of the position, God, that you've ordained us to be, if we are saying the things that we ought to be saying, God, there is no substitution for obedience. There is no substitution for the things that you require. God, every time we attempted to step out of your will, every time we attempted, God, to be a part of the group, Father, we pray now. I pray for us. I pray for me. God, pull me back in. Tighten the reins on my heart. God, I'm too invested now to fail you. God, you've done too much in me. You've delivered me from too much. To allow popularity, God, to kill what you started. God, don't let there be a hunger for popularity. God, that we'll lose the very essence of who we are. That we'll lose who you made us to be. We cannot lose who we are to him. And God, I know we go around there as we submit and surrender, oh God, that you are going to take us to places, oh God, we didn't even ask for. Oh my God, am I not okay? Thank you, Lord, when you keep God first. You never lose. When you keep him first.
Yes, Lord.
Hi, Amos. Shekora nanama. As long as he remains. Ah, God. That which is most important, you cannot lose. And so that's why we continue to pray and we war for our brothers and sisters. We continue to pray. For we know our adversary, the devil, goes around as a roaring lion, seeking those who he can devour.
Yes.
He's looking for a weak link. And that is why we have got to pray and fight earnestly, contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. There have got to be some gatekeepers. There have got to be those who are skilled in the spirit. There have got to be those, Okonamasi, who have an eye to see and an ear to hear, Okonamasi, the lies, trickery, cunning schemes of the enemy, Okonamasi, to tear down our leaders, Okonamasi, to wipe them out, Okonamasi. There have got to be those who remain steadfast in the faith, unmovable, always abounding under the works of the Lord. For as much as you know your labor is not in vain, those who put their hands to the plow and will not turn back, those who are bold like a lion, and can recognize the enemy's body. And when his vices show up, to cripple a people, to cripple us that we cannot advance, that we are in position to open up our mouths, to cry loud, and to spare not. To spare not. But shoot your voice like a trumpet in Zion.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Shatanidibesia. So that which is lame can be made whole.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For swift are the feet that come to turn us into destruction.
Yes, Lord.
But our God shall fight for us.
Thank you.
And God has called you to see, to sense, and to hear, and to lay an intercession. He has called you to intercede for such a time as this, that the enemy will not win, not in this. That the reproach that he will want to bring against the body of Christ, because God has watchmen on the wall that will not cease to pray until there is a change. There is a deliverance and a breakthrough and an anointing that we will walk in.
Thank you, Father God.
Take position and authority. Saints of God, align yourself, position yourself. For you are well able. You are well able. He has made you able. You are able.
Yes,
You
are well able, O Kodebe Shatamas. God has made us able. Who shall stand against the Lord's anointed? For it is God who qualifies, it is God who justifies. Who can stand against that anointing? So exercise your authority on behalf of the church, on behalf of the ecclesia. Exercise your authority. And snatch down every lying spirit that comes against it. Snatch down the evil workings of the enemy that dares to come against the church that was instituted by God. Christ gave his life for the church. We are the bride of Christ. And so he charges us to occupy until he comes. Occupy your position. Occupy your position as a watchman. Occupy your position as an intercessor. Occupy your place. Until he comes. Occupy until the Lord returns. Be in your position. For together, we can defeat the enemies that come against us, for there are more with us than with them. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
There is more with you than with them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we thank him for it tonight. Hallelujah. We bless him for it tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I know that there was someone that wanted to share a testimony because we're getting ready to end. The hour is late, so we're going to ask that you make your testimony as abbreviated as possible so that we can release the people. But we do want to give you opportunity to share your testimony. Your line should be clear if you want to go ahead and share your testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you.
They can't hear me.
We can hear you. Yes, they can.
Hear me?
They can hear you. Yes, they can hear you.
Okay,
I'm
got
responding.
It.
Yes.
Okay, I have been going through a situation with my daughter, and it's been going on since March the 1st, the day that we moved in. And I had gotten to the point where I was getting angry and mad at her and bitter. And, I want to retaliate, but it was just more to it than that. But I didn't know it at the time. So I joined y'all prayer line Monday. And I'll be shocked that I hadn't heard about it, paid attention to it. But anyway,
you went out on us. We can't hear you. Went out on us. Did you hit mute on your phone?
You can't hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, you can hear me now.
I can hear you now. The last thing we heard was there was more to it than that.
Yeah, okay.
That you were angry.
Yeah, I'm bitter and mad. And then a couple of times I did yell at her and fuss at her. But then I felt bad about it. But anyway, nevertheless, I went to church on Wednesday, and it was a real good service. But something was speaking out like, "Go, you need to repent. You need to repent." Mm. So I went up. I repented myself, and then I went up to get prayer about it. And when she prayed for me, it was good, but I could hear the Lord's voice so clear. And he was saying, the enemy is using your daughter to destroy you. And so I had to think about it. Then I was saying to myself, but how? She just mean and hateful and bitter to me. And he began to tell me that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. So, it was no way that my daughter could fault her for any of this, because it is the enemy. He's just trying to destroy me against my daughter. But now I know that I have to show her love. I have to love her till she can love me back. And, you know, because the word says love comes a multitude of sin. So now I'm in the light. And I don't have to be mad or angry or anything with her. I just have to, you know, love her till she can love me back. Because she has been through some things that I took her through, you know, when I was going through my addiction. So here I am now. The same way God showed me love, I had to show it back to her the same way. If she called me this, I just have to endure that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So that's where I am with that. But I am so glad I was able to tune into this prayer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just since Monday, it has turned my life around, all around. And I could feel the presence of Jesus or the Lord when we're praying. You know, I just feel so good about this prayer. I really do hate, and I'm sorry that I missed the first day. But I got what I got, so I'm grateful for that. That's my testimony.
Amen. Well, we are so grateful that you are connecting on the prayer line with us. We thank the Lord for what He is doing. We thank the Lord for those who may be your first time on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for those of you who have been here. Wherever we jump in, we just jump in. Amen. I believe everything is ordained by God, and that God has a reason why those who jumped in on the 21st, they jumped in on the 21st, and those who jumped in on the 1st, He knew all things. And so in all of that, we are grateful for what He is doing.
Thank you. We are
even more grateful that we are approaching the finish line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
6 more days.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we know that on June 30th, we're going to pray at midnight our prison break prayer. That's the night where we are believing God to break those out of natural prisons and spiritual prisons. And so we want everyone to come on the line with that mindset, those who are incarcerated, those who have unfair sentences, hallelujah, because we know the system that we live in, and so God has anointed us to be able to see that there are those we know they deserve to pay for what they did, but we also know that there are also inequities.
And so we want to pray for those who have been beyond their time. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
We want to pray for those who have greater sentences than those who are of different ethnicities. We have got to pray what's really happening in the world. God has given us authority. So we're going to pray, hallelujah, for a prison break for those who have served their time, but the enemy refuses to let them go.
Yes.
Hallelujah, based upon the color of their skin. We've got to pray now that they have reinstituted mandatory minimum. We've got to pray for that.
Yes.
Now that they have been within before 100 days of his being in the office, one of the first things on his list is to reinstitute mandatory minimum. We've got to be watchful and we've got to be prayerful. Hallelujah. When it comes to legalized slavery, we have got to be watchful and we have got to stand in the gap. We know that there are those who commit acts, and Lord knows we've got to pay for the wrong that we do. But we also know when there are inequities, and because we are sensitive to the Spirit of God, we pray according to the Spirit. And somebody has either their phone on speaker or they're on Bluetooth. If you're on one of those, we're going to ask that you put your phone on mute. If you got your speaker on or your headset, mute your phone because it's giving a ring back. And so we want to pray for those. We've got to pray for them. Pray that things be done fair and they be done right. And then for those who are in spiritual prison, who have been bound by addictions for a long time, I believe it's enough power on this line, enough anointing on your lives, that together when we pray, that those can and will be destroyed because you prayed. Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, and the scripture says that the prison doors were open. They prayed and they sang songs unto the Lord, and the prison doors were open. So we are going to mimic what we see in scripture. And we're going to say, God, you did it for Paul and Silas. Surely you can do it for us.
Yes.
And doors. Doors. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share this one testimony. Hallelujah. I have a cousin who called me. She is in the country in Warren, Georgia. She has a son who's never done anything, never ever been in trouble in his life. He came up here to Atlanta to go to Atlanta Art Institute. He was out, him and his girlfriend, they got to arguing in public. He was out in Pittman or some kind of county, wherever he was. And they locked him up for disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct. And they sent him to jail. They did not give him a bond. They did not give him a lawyer. They gave him 4 months to serve, my God. And then so she went to go see him, to call to see where he was, and they told her he has been placed on medication. My God, Jesus. So not only have they incarcerated her son, but now they have put him on medication. My God. She said he does. It's almost like she doesn't even know who this person is. Jesus, they have put this child who has never, ever been diagnosed with a mental health illness, never, ever took any medicine. They have placed him on mental health medication. Now, I said, God, this sounds like Sandra Bland to me. If this does not scare me, that we are living in a day and in an hour, we don't know when or what or how. But when you can incarcerate someone and never give them due process, you don't even give them what they are entitled to, which is legal counsel, not even a public defender. You don't even give them legal counsel, and you sentence them to 4 months. And you don't allow their mother to even see them. And then when she calls, all of a sudden he's now on medication. I'm telling you, people of God, we have got to watch and pray. But I believe as a part of our prayer on June 30th, that as we pray for the prison doors to open, that these doors will open up for him.
Yes, yes.
So I am a witness that the injustices are still happening.
Yes, it is.
They are still happening. And sometimes we don't realize it because it's not happening in our family. You know, we see it on the news. We see Michael. We see Sandra Bland. We see Trayvon Martin. We see it, but it hasn't touched our house. And we don't know how real and scary this thing is when she cannot even sleep. She can't sleep because she is amazed by what is happening. It seems like she's in a dream. She cannot believe. She cannot believe this. And then she feels helpless because what can you do against the judge, the courtroom, the police officers? What can you do? Saints of God,
Jesus,
we've got to pray. We have got to pray like never before.
Pray, yes.
And so I encourage as many of you, anybody else you can call, because we're going to pray together June 30th, because there we need the sound of many voices, but we need the sound of unity. We need to believe that prison doors can open. So everyone that calls in on June 30th, we need you to call in believing that doors can open. If there are injustices, if there are things that are not done right, we are asking God to set the captives free. And for those who are bound in the spirit, God set them free.
Yes.
So this concludes our prayer for tonight. I thank you all so much for joining us in prayer. We will be back tomorrow night at our usual 8:30 time. I was traveling today, and so I got home late, so we had to push it to a late hour. It will normally be 8:30 unless there are special circumstances and I have to change it to 10. But normally we are 8:30, but tonight I was traveling back from out of town, so I had to switch it up a little bit. But I thank you for those of you who still pressed in and joined us. And my cousin's name is Fabian.
What is
it? As you call out his name. Fabian, yes. As you call out his
Fabian.
Name. And you ask Fabian, F-A-B-I-A-N,
oh,
that the
Fabian.
Prison doors
okay.
be open.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it is so. And so we thank the Lord again for you who have joined us tonight. This concludes our call for tonight. Go in God's peace. Be blessed, and I'll meet those who can tomorrow night at 8:30. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you, too. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.